Jesus' ability to do things while he was here on earth gave people an awful lot of things to think about, that somebody like this had authority. And they didn't realize for a long, long time that Jesus was God. Emmanuel, God with us. Anyhow, talking about apples, what's that got to do with the scripture? Well, think about this. When you hear that one rotten apple affects a whole bushel of apples, I think all of us experience that. Not only apples, but potatoes. If you get one bad potato in a bag of potatoes, it'll rot the whole bag of potatoes. And potatoes stink worse than rotten apples.
Oh, yes.
No one? But no one talks about the advantage of a really good apple. A good, healthy apple, likewise, will keep around it. It'll keep all the other apples healthy, allow them to ripe just at the right pace. And they may take the good apple for granted. But I love the buts and the ifs. You can't underestimate an entire bushel of good apples when it comes to good fruit. So whether bad or good, the state of a single apple can influence the bushel for bad or good. Now, people may give off ethylene gas the same way that apples do, but one person, too, can influence an entire group. One bad influencer can cause division and dissension and a variety of all kinds of bad behavior. One bad leader can cause anxiety, depression, and low morale. And it doesn't take long for all of that to go dark. But what about the good ones? Psychologists have a word for the positive influence that a good apple about. They call it positively contagious. Yeah, positive behavior can also go viral. Just we need to tend to hear about these people less. We don't hear about the good thing. We hear all bad things. Most of the stuff we hear during the day is 90% bad. But what about all the good things? But while the bad actors tend to keep drawing the most attention, these good apples are busy spreading optimism, happiness, positive morale, with their high energy and infectious compassion and slightly motivated. A slightly motivated individual can improve the team dynamics, productivity, and encourage others just by being there in the group. So I think sometimes, too, we hear, see of somebody like a son of a father, and the father was a very famous person with lots of gifts and so forth, and then the son will come along and then say, wow, he hadn't fallen too far from the apple tree. But then also, some apples that fall from the apple tree, if they aren't picked up and nourished and taken care of, they become a bad apple. Same thing happens with us humans. So did you ever know that a person light up a room when they come in? Sometimes you hear people say, well, so-and-so, when they come into the room just lights up. But that person can always make people laugh, too. There's a lot of people that just have a wonderful personality to make you laugh, whether you want to laugh or not. And that kind of gift can be infectious because enthusiasm can change an entire room or a church just by walking into it. Now, Jesus was that kind of person. And as the scripture that I read, we heard it from the prophets and so forth. He was a kind person when surrounded by others who would memorize some of the compassion and the kindness and the healing energy, and also would anger some, also like the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And he would be Messiah to some and a stumbling block to others, depending upon their motives. But everyone in the room would be infected by Jesus' presence. He just couldn't overlook Jesus. And I hear that Jesus calls himself living water, because water shapes everything around us. Water is the universal solvent. Everything that we have, including this desk and everything, in essence, all have water. They come from water. Water can erode rock to a point that it just has grooves in it and different things. Powerful water is powerful. And water is nature's most powerful life gift also. We can't do anything without water. We can go without food for a long time, but we can't go without water very long. But water can erode and reshape rocks and geography and sustain entire ecosystems. Bonnie and I were talking about this morning where the aquifer is low around here and Bethel Pond's drying up, Lake Jackson's drying up. But did you know that every drop of water on Earth is interconnected? They claim, and I don't know this for sure, that the same amount of water that is here now was here at creation. They call it the hydrological cycle. As you see the water evaporate and go up and down and rain and cloud, it's fascinating to study. But water shapes how life exists and it shapes our entire mind. Scientists call this the blue mind effect. Being near bodies of water, I know two people that love to be near bodies of water. You go, I am so stressed out, I'm going to the beach. There's something about going to where the water is. Because it lowers stress and cortisol levels, and it shifts our brains into a state of relaxation. It can also boost creativity. Oh, I get my best thoughts just sitting there in that lounge chair on the beach. Yeah. So our brains, though, are approximately 73% water. And water shapes our cellular structure, our electrical signal. You know, we are electrical people. You ever walk someplace and touch something and pew, you got a shock? Yeah, then the electrical impulses in our body is what keeps our heart going. And when that doesn't work right, they put a pacemaker in there to help you along the way. But I digress. While we sleep, our brain uses water-like fluid to wash away all the metabolic waste and toxins. And it's called a flushing out. And it helps us to maintain our neurological health. Brain health is important. But water is also the lifeblood of our minds, but it's also the lifeblood of our emotions. You know what happens when you get dehydrated? You get miserable. Some people actually get mean when they get dehydrated. Imagine the power, though, of the living water that Jesus was talking about. So being close to Jesus, communing with him, spending time in prayer and meditation with him, allows this living water, the power, to saturate us, both mind, body, and spirit. So spending time with Jesus can literally reshape our brains and restart our lives. It's no wonder that Jesus invites us to come and to drink of this living water. I think most of us have hot points in our life that contribute to the kind of dehydration sometimes in our souls because stress that we endure from being around or being influenced by something less favorable, like apples can cause great harm to other apples, even if we can't figure out where it's coming from. But by spending time with Jesus, he can refresh us and wash us clean from the dry debris that can infuse us with life-giving sustenance to make us not just healthy in body, but healthy in spirit. So the scripture that I read today, we see some of these instances of Jesus' infectious and powerful life-giving water influence on those around us. Think about how he called his disciples. He called out Matthew, and there was something so charismatic and curiously about Jesus that Matthew literally just dropped everything and got up and followed him. Now, Matthew was a tax collector. He made a lot of money. He had the tax collectors in them years had a deal with Rome. Rome would say, this is how much we want from this county or this city, and everything that you can collect over that is yours to keep. So they did a lot of crazy things, and they kept a lot of money. So here, Matthew left his tax collector booth and got up and just followed Jesus. And then he sat around the table with Matthew's friends, who were also tax collectors and sinners. Remember, oh, Jesus, yeah, he eats with sinners. People were doubtfully Jewish, and his powerful presence draw them in. In the midst of a request by a synagogue leader to help to cure his daughter, a suffering woman approaches with the issue of blood, if you remember, touches his cloak, and she is instantly healed. Now, we know all these things are isolated incidents, but wherever Jesus goes, his presence draws attention, and he fills every room. He commands every space. Now, I like to think of Jesus as an influencer. We got a lot of people today that make a lot of money on the internet. He's an influencer. I'm an influencer, this and that. Well, they may be, but the influencer I want to follow is Jesus, because his influence, his powerful healing vibes that affects everything and everybody around us as a kind of a vibrational force, so to speak. So if we think for a moment of the world as a network of interconnected sound waves, every material thing, the air, the water, your thoughts, all vibrate in a certain frequency. They found out a few years ago now that the megahertz and the different vibrations, especially from stringed instruments, can heal, can actually heal. That's why classical music is so powerful for a lot of people. The vibration, that a megahertz of that sound of the music, and mostly stringed instruments, can soothe your soul. Now, I don't know if Judy's a soprano, but I don't know if you ever seen one of those sopranos. In fact, there was one or two of them that used to travel around the country years ago that had such a powerful soprano voice that intentionally would break a glass. They would just get in a room and he or she would sing that powerful voice, and across the room the glass would just shatter. Boom! Now, I think that's the way it is with Jesus, that powerful image, that powerful influence in our life. It won't break the glass, but it'll heal your heart. And when our hearts begin to resonate with Jesus, our faith gets deeper and deeper to a point which we receive and precede the power of his presence. And guess what happens? We change. And hopefully that we change for the good. Because if you have the right kind of influencer, who is Christ, that influence will change you for good. Now, Jesus doesn't change. He is the same today, yesterday, and forever. But we can change, and we need to change. And when Jesus comes into the life of a church or a community or a simple bushel of people rather than apples, we have a bushel of people, his presence is that like a good apple. He changes the entire group just by his presence. So knowing that prayer is so important, and the relationship with Christ and receiving the living water, I think just all of us as we're here think about, in an imaginary sense, because we don't have a lot of people here this morning, but in an imaginary sense, just think about in your mind's eye. And your imagination is also one of the greatest things and greatest gift that God will ever give to you. We can imagine all kinds of things. And we can imagine things in the right way. So just take a moment and think and imagine that you're holding hands with all of those people that you know, all around your family, or in church, or everywhere. Just holding hands and thinking about that. And then invite Jesus into that situation. And allow him to shape you and the ones that you're holding hands, and ask them to feel the power and the grace of the healing nurture of Christ. It's a wonderful thing, because that also not only healing you, but it'll radiate out of your spirit into the people's spirits that you're holding hands. And the presence of Christ, the peace that passes all understanding, it'll nurture you, it'll heal you. And then what happens next? Well, whatever happens, it's got to be good. Oral Roberts used to close all his programs and different things with a song. Something good is going to happen, and it's going to happen to you. Let it happen. Let that thing happen. Let that good apple penetrate your life.
In Jesus' name. Amen.